Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited to continue this teaching all this week as we build the next generation church. So our focus, our subtopic for this week is building bridges and not barriers. So we know that Jesus Christ, he came to break down walls. The ultimate wall was the veil of the temple, the curtain,
yes.
What brought division between people and the most holy of holies, God, that came down. And then he also came to break down barriers between people, because there was different teachings in that time, yes. Which still today there's different teachings where people try to make it exclusive for a certain group of people. But the gospel, salvation, is available unto all who believe in Jesus Christ, who access him as the door into heaven. So we know that Jesus, he told us over and over in the scriptures, he would go from place to place, even places of contention, and he would still share the same message. And that is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. He would go and he would instruct them in the scriptures, and he would offer healing. He would offer provision as he went from place to place. And when people didn't like it, he continued to do it anyway, because he was not about separation. He was about unity.
And this morning, we can talk about Jesus. Jesus bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus bring people together who otherwise might never come together.
Mm-hmm.
So who would be separated until death. But when Jesus comes, he unites us as one. He unites young and old together. The purpose of the church and the purpose of Jesus Christ is to bring all humanity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, hear the word that is used there, whosoever believes, when we believe in Jesus Christ, the wall of separation has come down, and the bridge comes up.
Mm-hmm.
The wall of separation comes down, and the bridge comes up. And the bridge carries us together. You'll notice when you have a bridge, it carry you. It's not only us on the bridge. It's a bridge to Merritt Island. Mm-hmm. It's not only one person. It's not only you going over there. We all. But thank God, the bridge connects.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge that Cocoa and Merritt Island connect by a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go over it. God is the bridge. The gospel mm-hmm. is the bridge mm-hmm. that connects people together. Mm-hmm. We all going over it happily.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Young and old worship together.
Mm-hmm.
New believers and mature believers grow together. Like you say, Emily, that the older are more mature. And the younger, they are learning from the older. They bring the see, they get the experience of the older. The different culture comes and serve together. It's beautiful when different cultures in the same church.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome church, let me tell you. Try. Go into a church that has a different culture from you and see how awesome that is.
Yeah.
When different culture come together and are worshiping and sharing together, it is awesome. If you're looking for one, Come to Living Word.
Amen and amen.
It's a different country there.
Amen.
It is awesome.
It is. It yeah, absolutely is.
Awesome, yeah.
So we already discussed how Jesus came to break down walls in Ephesians 2:14, that Jesus brings people together who otherwise might be remain separated. But we also have other things. What else causes barriers?
Yes.
And we have barriers are built by fear.
Yes.
Sometimes barriers are not built because people are bad. They're built because people are afraid. So here's what the older generation may fear. Losing control, losing tradition, losing influence,
yes.
or losing the way things have always been done. And then along comes the young person, and they have a whole new mindset. So your younger person might fear being judged, not being accepted, not being heard, or being told they are not ready. So these two things can come in conflict with one another. So fear will create distance, but faith creates bridges. And Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
We cannot build the next generation church if we are afraid of the next generation. Simple as that. You and I can build.
That's it.
The next generation church if we're afraid of the next generation.
Well, if we criticize them, oh, look at them, how they dress. They got this, they got that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know the key? We're saying here, you know, discussion this morning, we must believe that God is already working in them.
Amen. Amen.
We must believe that.
Right.
God is already be working in those young people.
Yes.
In those people who don't look like us. You know, because we only want those people who look like us, who talk like us. Trust me. God is working at those people that don't look like us, don't talk like us, don't sound like us. Just as how God worked in you.
Amen.
Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, because most of us didn't look like we look now when we first had an encounter with the gospel, right? It was the transformation that came through the love of Christ. And over time, as we're being sanctified and we're being more and more perfected into the image of Christ, never obtaining perfection on this side of life, but we're continually being perfected into the image of Christ through the sanctification process. So none of us look like we did. We've all been delivered from something. We've all been transformed, and we're all continually being renewed in our mind by the hearing of the word, and the Holy Spirit is continually bringing conviction to show us different areas of our life that we can make adjustments to be more Christ-like. We never obtain in this earth, but we are continually working. You know, the enemy, we talked about condemnation a couple weeks ago. The enemy comes with condemnation, but the Holy Spirit comes with conviction, reminding us that, hey, you know, in this area right here, let's show more love so that we can be more of a reflection of Christ, so we can represent him better in the earth. So we have these challenges, you know, that come from the Holy Spirit to continue to strive for the full image of Christ in the earth. And we were just in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, and that was a generation to generation. It was the generation of Moses now coming up under the leadership of the generation of Joshua. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Joshua remembered. He remembered how mean those people were to Moses. He remembered how they, you know, they didn't want to do and they didn't believe and how resistant they were to change, because Joshua was there when they went to go scout out the promised land, and he saw the potential in the land, and Joshua knew that they were more than able to overcome. But the opinions of the majority, how the way that they spoke and the way that they came back and they were rebellious against Moses's leadership, he saw all that. So now these are the same people that he's going out now and he's going to have to lead, people who were born in the wilderness, people who, you know, so he it was a generational thing.
Yeah.
As Moses had passed and Joshua was now coming into that position of leadership, it was assigned to him and he was reluctant to pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
That's why, that's only right there. That's why the Lord says, "Have I not told you?"
Mm-hmm.
He says, notice a word, strong word used, because I tell you something, It's different from mm-hmm. I command you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, have I not tell you? He says, have I not command you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong
mm-hmm.
word.
Mm-hmm.
I have commanded you to do mm-hmm. it. So now, be strong. Don't be a wimp here. He says, be strong and have a good courage. Mm-hmm. And you talk about that. You guys talk about that. Mm-hmm. We have fear. Fear is what build mm-hmm. barriers.
Distance, yes. Distance.
He says, yep. Do not be afraid. So there was barriers right there. Nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He says, I'm going to be with you. So don't you know, you're right, Pastor Diane. Joshua have experience with those people,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua had, this is going to be not a cool job.
he knew what he was in for.
Yeah, this is not going to be a cool job. So I really don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So God has to encourage him. Mm-hmm. And tell him, God is commanding him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave him the peace of mind. He says, you're not going to be alone. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
On this morning, mm-hmm. we are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
When God calls us to do something, mm-hmm. he's going to be right there with us.
Mm-hmm. He's
going to help us
mm-hmm.
so we can rely on him. God is not the one who called us to do something and goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So let's remember this here. He's with us.
Amen.
He is. It says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
I will be with you wherever you go. Go ahead, God.
He told Joshua, as I was with Moses,
I will also be with you. Yeah.
So he saw Moses operating in faith. Even though the people were resistant and all the different things that transpired, Moses, he did carry a mantle of faith. He had the will to keep on going, even when he messed up, even when he was consequenced for his own rebellion. Moses, he had the will to continue to go forward. He had the will to continue to train up Joshua. He had the will to continue to move forward in what God said, despite his own obstacles and such. He still had the will to continue to go forward. He had the faith to continue to go forward. So he showed that faith. He left that faith as an inheritance, that knowing that it could be your end and somebody else's beginning at the same time. Because Moses, we know that when he stood on the mountain, he saw with his eyes the promised land, but he was never able to enter in, and there he passed away. And after seeing it, but not being able to obtain it because of his own rebellion along the way. But he knew that even though he wasn't able to, that the next generation was more than able to. And he continued to impart faith so Joshua is able to do it. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.